Of Palestinians in Portland, Oregon, speaking on May 15, 2021, in downtown Portland. For more information, to find out how to take action to support the Palestinian people's right to self-determination, you can go to uscpr.org. That's the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights, uscpr.org.
KBOO Portland.
My name is Ender Black. I am producer and host of the monthly youth Native American radio show Squirrel Snow. And Squirrel Snow is broadcast the fourth Friday of the month, 8 to 10 p.m. The term growing the grassroots reminds me of the idea of giving people, citizens, the opportunity to voice not only their opinions, but who they are, their beliefs, because in this way, we are able to balance out the output of media. So it's a real gift, and I'm just very blessed to be part of this community radio experience. KBOO helps grow the grassroots of the community by doing what they do best, which is providing a platform, a real platform, for people such as myself to communicate who they are, their beliefs, their ideas, their thoughts, their emotions. And this is, in my view, one of the most helpful things a nonprofit can do. And it's definitely for me what America, for the United States, is about, this freedom of speech, the freedom to communicate. Reach out. Thank you, KBOO. Remember, don't forget to go to the website, kboo.fm/give, and support KBOO right now. Thank you.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stay tuned for music, Super Indian, and all your favorites coming up on today's show.
First thing we'd climb a tree, and maybe then we'd talk, or sit silently and listen to our thoughts, with illusions of someday, casting a golden light, no dress rehearsal. This is our life, and that's when the hornet stung me, and I had a feverish dream with revenge and doubt. Tonight we smoke them out. You are a heavy century. You are a heavy. Tilted your cloud, you tilted my hand. Rain falls in real time, and I fell through the night. No dress rehearsal, 'cause this is our life, and that's when the whole
in the day we used to raise our maize, planting the seeds and feeding up the people. Today my boys grow to be strong men. I teach by example, they break the cycles of oppression. The gifts to my world as I witness their actions. I see their kindness, respectfulness, and old soul wisdom. My love and I grounded, nothing can stop us. Our family is the circle pushing out with the collective. Plant the seeds, 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 plant the seeds. Ideas are oceans and reality towards us in. So if we wanna make a change, we must learn how to swim again. To understand the water is to understand the sun. And to ignite our power, we must collect to the power of one. Cultivating our freedom, true responsible awareness. And by turning up the soil, we seed our dreams and bury resentment. The reason why only how we plant the traditional way is to harvest our decisions to revolutionize each day. Plant the seeds, plant the seeds.
Proud to die. grows angry, retribution will be swift. We squander her soil and suck out her sweet black blood to burn it. We turn money into God and salivate over opportunities to crumple and crinkle our souls for that paper, that gold. Money has spent us, left us in small boxes, dark rooms, bright screens, empty tombs, left investing our time in hollow philosophies to placate the fear of our bodies returning back into our mother. Demand awakening. The path we have taken has rotted. Ignite, stand upright, and conduct yourself like lightning, because the retribution will be swift.
I
spent my summer in a van, St. Augustine to Michigan, held my breath, said a prayer. All those people waiting there, I've been searching so long, it lived in me all along. Burn me in the desert and drown me in the rain, throw me to the thunder, push me out of the plane. I don't feel afraid anymore, I'm a warrior. Bright lights, sharing tears, thanking grace for bringing us all here. It ain't lonely on the road when there's love everywhere you go. I've been searching so long, it lived in me all along. Burn me in the desert and drown me in the rain, roll me to the thunder, push me out of the plane. I don't feel afraid anymore, I'm a warrior. Throw me to the thunder, push me out of the plane. I don't feel afraid anymore, I'm a warrior.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. The sock.
Mega Bear, quit fooling with the radio. Dioji picked that station.
Super Indian, how do you know Dioji likes this station?
What do you mean? You know he can talk.
I only heard him talk that one time. It's not fair. You know what Dioji says and I don't. You do creep me out.
Oh, Mega Bear, Dioji loves you.
We got any more moose turkey?
Mega Bear will be at the community house in less than an hour. The kids want to meet some real superheroes. And they're super, super dog.
Nobody rubs my ears.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa, hey, get your hands off me.
Hey,
quit. Super Indian, Wampum Bats is standing in the middle of the highway.
Yes, it's time for Super Indian. Mega Bear crawls from the wreckage of the Res Rocket to find Super Indian unconscious. Dioji sits by his side.
Yep.
Wampum Bags is gone, Dioji. The Res Rocket ran over Super Indian by mistake. Bad car.
Ow.
Super Indian hurt his head. A strong smell will wake him up. I need something stinky.
Yep, yep.
Dioji, I can't understand you. No tainted cheese. No superpowers. All I have have is what Creator gave me. I can't lift this car off Superintendent.
Yep.
Nobody around for miles. Grandma! Grandpa! I need you!
Mega Bear is not alone. Watching undetected is Wampum Bags, wearing a leisure suit that renders him invisible.
What a pathetic sidekick. Wait till I get a taste of my Acme Thunder Maker.
Oh, those clouds look dark and evil.
Oh, yep.
Oh, Monster Cloud, that was close. Super Ending, we have to get out of here. That cliff is gonna give way. I've never seen a dog hit by lightning. Smells like burnt fur and wet socks. Gyoji, you okay?
Mega Bear.
Gyoji?
Mega Bear.
Gyoji!
Mega Bear!
Gyoji!
Mega Bear! Your socks harbor a putrid scent that can revive Super Indian.
Holy hot dog! I can understand you, Gyoji! Wow, you still sound like that guy on Frasier.
For the love of Swedish meatballs, the lightning was not supposed to make the res dog audible to everyone. Stinking technology. I'm going back to my hockey game.
Mega Bear, quickly, take off your boot. Oh, what a rank, foul odor.
Oh, Gyoji, you were right. These do smell really bad. Super Indian, I'm sorry for what I'm about to do to you. Here goes the sock. Hey, what happened to the crickets?
What? Oh, Greek Deloria's ghost! Who cut the cheddar? Yeah!
Super Indian, we feared you were lost.
I wasn't feared, Gyoji.
You can hear him, Mega Bear.
Not now.
The cliff above! Oh, it's giving way!
Mega Bear, I can still smell that sock from here.
Hours later, the Res Rocket returns to the Leaning Oak Reservation.
Mega Bear, can you really hear D.O.G.?
Super Indian, he sounds all gooder. That Thunderbolt was the ultimate D.O.G. smackdown.
Mega Bear, may technology and science solve the riddle that is your everyday speech.
Huh? Many more Super Indian adventures can be yours. Let me be your guide. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Super Indian!
Super Indian!
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
Living ancestors allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy. We will feed on the seeds, and if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection. You could wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas. I can't remember. No, wait, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a mini Yap Dakota. Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors. I can't believe I'm here and I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread. I wanna make some wild rice together later on, and we wild for the night. First, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? I'm like a hippie with a fade. Get lifted in in different ways on my path of enlightenment. Would you like it hit or hit me on a different day? Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I want to take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dance into some magic sounds. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really, those were happy days. She sent us down the hill where there was a massive patch of sage. I'm a sage patch kid, you dig? Eating hot dish and it was delish. I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, played with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter, that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own food? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I want to burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid, so it can bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Borinquen. Live off the land and go completely off the grid with a tiny house, a plot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. And we can make juice and cherry blossom green tea. And while I'm playing chords, you can sing to me deep into the night as the coqui sing back to us peacefully. Those little beautiful island frogs, and while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. You're teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard.
Thank you so much for everything. Sleep well.
Hey, hey. We've been so broken, been so low that I kiss the ground. But you can see yourself a winner beyond the money and the greed. Beyond the prize is a pure untested need. And to be a champion is more than luck and speed. It's power and freedom in the spirit of the wind.
Super Indian, moccasin minute. Boss Lady Lena Marie sits in her huge office overlooking the Leaning Oak Bingo Hall.
I'd better turn on the radio. My new spot is on at the top of the hour.
Yellowhammer, good one. I'm Chester Logan on KOAK AM, the voice of the Leaning Oak Reservation. We have a brand new segment for you.
Oh, goody.
Which gaming boss used tribal funds to travel to Beverly Hills for some reservation term abrasion and a tribal tummy tuck?
Whoa.
None other than Lena Marie.
What?
I'm Vivian Hardy with your moccasin minute. Whoa. And now the weather.
Vivian! That new age wannabe! Hubert! Get in here!
It's time for Super Indian! Hubert Logan's secret identity is known only to a trusted few.
Hubert! What idiot hired Vivian Hardy?
My Uncle Chester.
Oh, I'm gonna whoop him!
Dang, yeah, I better warn him.
Hubert gathers his sidekick Megabear and Deoji as Chester Logan continues his broadcast.
The Moccasin Minute is a hit! Just listen to those phones! Here's one more from Yellowhammer.
Oh, Chester, it's Lena Marie. Don't let that downer in here.
Ah, Vivian, stop being paranoid.
Oh, that heifer shut down my New Age bookstore.
That's because you sold sacred items and weird rocks. Answer one of those phone lines, please, Vivian.
This is Vivian Hardy.
Hello, Vivian.
Wampa, my wicked overlord. The mystic crystals of Malibu you enchanted will take down the man.
Oh, Vivian, when I get through with you!
Well, if it isn't loudmouth Elena. These crystals reveal your deepest, darkest secrets. Tell me.
Hubert Logan has a secret identity.
Vivian, what are you doing?
Chester, what are your secrets? Tell me.
I have a library book that's 5 years overdue.
Unbeknownst to Vivian, Super Indian Megabear and Deoji hide behind the studio door.
Hubert, you were right. There is something funny going on here.
Yeah, I knew there was trouble.
Holy New Age fraud.
Megabear, the mystic crystals of Malibu.
Oh, wow. They sparkle like the Fortress of Solitude.
Deoji, Megabear, we have to stop Vivian.
Yep.
Miss Hardy, release those crystals and release...
We're live on KOAK AM radio. Super Indian, do you have a secret?
Shades of a shady shaman. Megabear, turn off the radio microphone.
Got it, Super Dude.
Give me those crystals, Miss Hardy.
No!
These rocks are no match for my super strength.
crushed with his bare hands. All my power gone, except for this.
Not since the summer of love has there been such a light show.
A talking res dog we reach, brother.
Whoa, Gyoji sounds like that guy on Frasier.
You can hear me, Mega Bear? Vivian's shamanic humming has temporarily transformed my ordinary yips into audible speech that others besides Super Indian can comprehend.
Suddenly, the disembodied head of Wampum Bags appears above the broken crystals.
Never send a hippie to do an evil villain's job.
Wampum Bags, I should have known. Mega Bear and I will take everyone to safety. Dioji, finish the broadcast.
With pleasure. You are tuned to 50,000 watts of reservation power on KOAKAM. Remember this hit from the Intergalactic Toaster Experience?
Super Indian and Mega Bear help Chester, Lena, Vivian exit the radio station, where they are greeted by an excited crowd and the tribal police.
Hey, look, it's Super Indian.
Hey, who's doing the broadcast? They have a really good radio voice.
That's an old demo tape I found. Somebody named D.O.G.
Doesn't that spell dog?
Join us next time for another episode of Super Indian.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
Stayed up pretty late, jaded from the long way dark. They be hating like they don't make mistakes. I'm California cane, I'm just trying to get paid off. Living, giving back for the fam, I'll never trade. Fam, I'll never trade. Made it work all along. Now my team has a dream, we just keep it on the low. Minute goal, like, where am I gonna be? I don't know. But my energy,
energies let it flow. My energy. Energies, let it flow.
But my energies, energies, let it flow. My energies, energies, let it flow.
Started making music in the basement. Yeah, it's so cliche. My mama raised me and we grew up poor, but hey, not much for entertainment. We're always bored as hell. And then I jacked an apple, now my music's up for sale. My brother's dope as fuck, he always in and out of jail. And if he cleaned it up, he'd probably get a record deal. I swear there's so much talent out here on the reservations. Kids with stories to tell, with no expectations.
My energies, energies, let it flow. My energies, energies, let it flow.
From a young age, I knew to pray and to pay homage. I knew home as the place I felt most safe. I knew not to judge the homeless, knew to never be hopeless. Even as a youngin', I knew not to get comfortable, cause we're always on the move. I swear we moved at least 25 times by the time I hit middle school. But what's new, what didn't kill me, made me stronger. I am where I am in life because I belong, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Synergies,
synergies, let it flow. Energies, let it flow.
But my energies, energies, let it flow. My energies, energies, let it flow.
But my energies, energies, let it flow. My energies, energies, let it flow.
My energies, energies, let it flow. My energies, energies, let it flow.
Tradition. is the tree of life. I will help those seed trees. I dispel the lies of man and fry the hand that feeds me. This hell is just a scam. The God that I am believes me. Creator made the land. I am the land, so Mother Earth breeds me. Spider weaves the story, so the web of life reads me. I can spell out the glory, so I spell L-O-V-E. Elders to oral traditions, this is where it leads me. Seven generations now, my spirit can't fly freely. We keeping it real with a medicine wheel, better than suffering and other than. We can't heal better than my skin and my blood. I bleed so the wound of a show you, my scar has sealed. We unifying our people as one. You the fly and the eagle and sun. New beginnings in the east have come. Bring me a baby, a daughter, or son.
Oh, Grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh, Grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways. Oh, Grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh, Grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways.
Quest love. I do it for those who detest love. Warrior status while the rest of us rest up. Come now, 100 years has come now. And somehow when people are still backing gun sounds, wake up to that fake stuff. I'm bold with that soul-ish. I'm social with that mad gab. My resistance is focused. The monument of existence isn't to be bought our soul, kids. The West was never one done to those who thought they stole it. You are not raving. That's not how story told it. That's not how stories journey. Woven head unfolded. You can't ask your grandma exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it. You can't ask your grandpa exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it.
Oh, Grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh, Grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways. Oh, Grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days. Oh, Grandma, teach me to weave like the good old ways.
You know where we come from? From the east to the south, to the west, to the north.
Trouble, but never tremble. Rekindle the seven council fires. Keepers of the flame. Light up the heaven is a rosebud with nowhere to grow.
My people come from the land.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I hope that you are doing well and staying safe. Spring is upon us. It's an exciting time of year, so I hope you get a chance to go out and enjoy the first few sunny days of the year coming up as it warms up, at least here it has. So I hope you can get outside, get some fresh air, get some sun on your face. For music, online events, and more, please feel free to send them to pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. Again, I hope everyone is staying safe out there. Don't forget to wear a mask, wash your hands, drink plenty of water, because as we know, water is life. And we'll see you next week, Indian Country.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, board meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month starting at 6 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify